the latest from Sam Hunt. It's called Country House. 105.5 WIRI. Monday is here. Want to talk sports with a couple of guys that know a thing or two and ask you about your takes on sports. It's called Playmakers with James and Mike on your radio here on 105.5 WIRI after 4.
True, in this modern world, when two lovers get together, chances of them ever making it to forever couldn't be better than two in a million hearts. Girl, this ain't just another run-of-the-mill emotion. What I'm feeling is a definition of devotion. My love for you is true. Sun coming up each morning, bright as the light and a baby's smile. Sure as a mountain river wagon, bright as the rain falling from the sky. Girl, my love for you is true. This earth can be borrowed, so there's no way to know when I'll live my last tomorrow. But every day I get, I'll share with you. This feeling just keeps getting stronger as the time goes by. It's written on my face, you can see it in my eyes. My love for you is true. Sun coming up each morning, bright as the light in a baby's smile. Sure as a mountain river winding, bright as the rain falling from the sky. Girl, my love for you is true.
And on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and storms with lows in the low 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, scattered storms around, humid with highs in the mid 80s. Partly sunny, more heat and humidity Wednesday, high near 90, a few storms. Currently at 75 degrees.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. Good Monday to you, everybody. Your host, James, behind the mic. Solo show, but I am not alone. I got all of you to hang out with. 715-424-2600. That's how you do it. Call up through the Civic Media app or text in through that app if you like. This is your sports call-in show. Not a lot of them around anymore. We're able to do this thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee, Family Natural Foods, and Quality Plus Printing. From the Ground Up is a sunrise show. That's what happens when they leave me in the studio by myself. That's what happens. We hope you guys are having a great Monday out there. Got plenty to talk about today. Got a couple of things we want to get into. There's some Packer, I don't know about news, but there's been a couple of articles I've come across about the Packers. One about their new CEO. There is another one about the Packers Hall of Fame. I want to get into that, a little bit of those things. And we got some, of course, Rafter news we'll get into, talk about our schedule here at the station, talk a little baseball. We're going to talk Brewers in a moment. I want to start the show congratulating everybody for a successful 59th annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show tournament. Didn't get to see a ton of results from this one, but what I could find, I was able to see that our local Shermalot team finished first in the team jump. And from everything I've heard, doing a little bit of cup reporting around, our local teams did very well. Everybody in the area seemed to have a good time. So well done, everybody. Another successful one in the books. Next year is going to be huge. 60th annual. Yeah, 60th annual will be next year's. We'll be looking forward to it, having it around, talking about it. It'll be a lot of fun. And again, congratulations to all the skiers, all the volunteers, everybody involved in that one. It's the biggest water ski show tournament in the world. We host it right here. Nicely done. We got to start our show talking a little Brewers. I want to know what you guys think, though. I don't want to hear me talk. Nobody needs that, more of that. We've got enough of that. Let's hear from you. What do you think of this Brewer team? What do you think of this Brewer team, not only the first half, but coming out the second half with that same momentum going? Brewers swept the Los Angeles Dodgers yesterday. First time the Brewers have ever done so. Ever done so. So that's noteworthy in itself. They also extended their winning streak to 10 games. Third time since 1995 that Milwaukee has won at least 10 straight. And on top of that, they are tied for first place with the Chicago Cubs. It's also the first time the club, this is also the first club since the 06 Cardinals and the 94 Braves to sweep a season series from the Dodgers. So all very noteworthy. They seem to be the only team that really has the Dodgers number. And I think that Pat Murphy, who is, I really like, Terry Franco. There's a couple of good managers out there that I like, but I don't know if there's a manager I like listening to more, whether he's winning or losing, than Pat Murphy. There's a lot of great ones out there. I don't know if there's another manager who, at my age, could get me to go out there and play left field if he needed me. Like, just to finish out the game. Like, it's the 20th inning. We've used everybody. We need somebody. I would do it. I wouldn't have to warm up. Just talk to Pat for a couple minutes. I'm ready to go. Keep in mind, I'm not saying this would go well. I'm just saying he could get me to do it. This is that kind of coach. And it's we still have, even though I just got done saying we're in the second half of the season, it's a long second half with a lot that could change. That said, you can only enjoy today. You can think about tomorrow all you want. You can reminisce about yesterday all you want. But today's really the only day that you can truly enjoy. And how much are you enjoying it right now, Brewer fans? What do you think of this team? What do you think of their opportunity, their chances to make a run in the playoffs? Again, it's so early. I'm not going to ask anybody to predict World Series matchups and things like that. That's for the Mouse Network when they're trying to fill time and stuff. I am more interested in hearing what you guys think. What are your expectations for this team? Because there is... an opportunity growing here with this team, a confidence building with this team. And this is before the trade deadline. This is before anything like that is going, come and gone. The Brewers, although there have been some moves already, I think that of all the moves that have been made, including Devers to San Francisco, which hasn't worked out at all. It's worked out for Boston. That has not worked out for San Francisco at all. I think he's got two home runs and like 70 at-bats or something. And the whole reason they brought him over there was to be a power hitter. And again, early, still could work out second half of the season, but right now it doesn't look that good. That's really the biggest move that's been made so far. And I don't know how many big names you're going to really be seeing going on. We'll talk about more of that in a moment. You can make an argument, certainly right now you can make an argument. The biggest acquisition or the biggest move that's happened is taking Brandon Woodruff off of the 60-day DL list and throwing him into the starting rotation and what he's brought. Or how about calling up, the Miz? So far, the Brewers have been able to add to their team and add to the firepower of that team, and most importantly, that pitching staff. Because make no bones about it, there's nothing more important than baseball than pitching right now. And having arms that can go innings, let alone give you a good game. The Brewers have done all that without giving up any assets, without losing anything. San Francisco gave away a King's ransom for Devers. You look at what some of the things out there are. And up until a week before the All-Star game, I heard some voices in this state, and some big ones, and I don't listen to them much, so this is almost all I heard for context. But the idea in questioning, well, is Milwaukee going to be a buyer or a seller come the trade deadline? What the what? What are you talking about? Why would that even come up? I understand you got to fill time. So do I. You don't fill it with, just jargon. Just open your mouth and speaking. This job means something. Have something to say. Have a point. And the idea at any point this season, that anybody was thinking, that has a microphone. I'm not talking about fans. Fans think whatever you want, do whatever you want. When you got a microphone in front of you, you got a responsibility. Have something to say. I don't see any scenario that Milwaukee is sellers at the trade deadline, of course, especially now. With that said, though, if, let's say the Brewers are going to make a move. Let's just assume that they are. They may not. But I feel like it's pretty common for teams to. What kind of move do you want them to make? What are you hoping they would do? Go into a couple of different sources. I've seen a number of teams, options thrown out there. One of the better ones that a lot of people are matching up is Ryan O'Hara, currently with the Baltimore Orioles. Was an All-Star just recently. You might have seen him in the All-Star game. He's 32, he's up there, but in the final year, I believe, of contract, so a very nice piece that could, a nice bat that could really add to things. I think, and this is all in context of they're not giving up too much. They're giving up, what is needed to make the move happen and not a king's ransom. Because I will say this, I don't think that Milwaukee's going to do anything that is going to cost them too much in the future. You're going to have to give up prospects, might have to give up draft picks, might have to give up a utility player, but they're not giving up anything future-wise that is too much. The biggest name out there is Gino Suarez. He's a third baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Got a lot of power. Again, might have seen him in the All-Star break. Just killing the baseball. And a nice play at third, too. I believe he palmed one at third. Made a nice out. He's also 34. He's 34. O'Hara's 32. A lot of the pieces you're seeing are up there in age in the final year of a contract. I will say that one of the names that I was surprised to see on the list, but one of my favorite players is Stephen Kwan. He's an outfielder for the Guardians. He's an All-Star the past 2 years, Golden Glove winner. I don't know that Cleveland necessarily wants to trade him, but if they're in a situation where they're looking for the future, he may be a piece that goes. And there's a piece that can be good for you for a long time. But I don't see him as a fit in Milwaukee. The outfield is pretty set. I don't know that his bat is enough, but he's. I'm just saying that as far as the trade deadline, Milwaukee, I don't know about, but somebody, he could be a really nice fit for somebody. Miami Marlins with Sandy Alcantara. Proven arm. It looks like he is fully back from Tommy John surgery. And is he's having a horrible year. There's no getting around it. He's having a very bad year. There's a lot of reasons for that. A la the Tommy John surgery I just mentioned, it takes every pitcher a couple of months to get back. He's already through that. Miami's got a couple of nice pitchers over there. The Perez kid, there's a couple that you could look at, I would think. And again, you're not going to get Nolan Ryan. He's not out there. And if he is, you ain't going to get the trade for him. But you get a guy that could eat up six, seven innings. And none of this five. Give me if I'm trading for somebody, he's got to give me at least six innings, which I feel ridiculous saying. He should be able to give you nine, but in today's baseball, okay, give me six. And Alcantara can do that. And here another thing that I would be thinking if I'm a Brewer fan, and especially if I'm in the Brewers organization. I've proven more times than not that I can take your bad ingredients and turn them into something really good. They've got a pitching staff over there, they're pitching coaches, and the pitching staff for that matter, actually, that are all like rooting for each other, pulling for each other, sharing information with each other, and making each other better. I will say Philly's pitching staff, period, is, I think, the scariest in baseball right now, as of today. And they have a very similar vibe between them. They have a very similar kind of thing going on over there. So I'm not a person that worries too much about ruining chemistry. These are ball players. These are professional athletes. They have guys coming, new guys come into the building all the time when you're calling up guys from AAA and a lot of that. And all of them understand what a trade is, understand the job itself. So I don't worry about that as much as, does this guy have something that I can work with? I think the Miami pitchers that they got down there, I think any of those guys would work. Lugo in Kansas City, although I don't think Kansas City is going to be trading anybody. I don't know that they're going to. That Bubik also. I'm mainly looking at relief pitchers and pitchers. I would take a look at the, what's his name, Jax in Minnesota, I believe. That's another one that I would be looking at too. Because, there's few fan bases, and I've spent time, I spent a couple months out in Cleveland. Actually, where I was staying, I was right near Jacobs Field at the time. And I talked to a lot of Cleveland fans. By the way, I know a handful of people in Ohio, talked to a lot of Cleveland fans. Have not met one Cleveland fan that cares about the name change. There's not one fan that I've talked to that cares about the name change. The only complaints I've heard is that they didn't go with Spiders. That they should have went with Spiders over Guardians. I haven't heard any other complaints. Actually, I haven't heard anybody complain about it at all, period. So I don't know about that. It seems like distracting news to me. And I don't get distracted easy. Squirrel? No, okay. I do get distracted a little bit. We got an eagle's nest right across the street over from us, so over by the artillery. That one does, the eagle goes flying around, that does distract me a little bit, I'll be honest. But outside of that, I think when you're talking about the Cleveland fan base, you're talking about the Milwaukee fan base. I don't hear a desperate fan base. I hear a fan base that is ready, that has earned a World Series trip, that has earned a run that they haven't seen before in the playoffs. And I think that baseball fans have earned that and deserve that. I'm not talking about your everyday fans. I'm not talking about the fans that show up to a game and by the fifth inning, if their team's losing, they're leaving. I mean, people that love baseball, people that went into this season believing that the Los Angeles Dodgers were going to win 130 games and that have been, that understand that that was never going to happen. hearing that the Dodgers are going to win 130 games and knowing that that wasn't going to happen, that believing in baseball and that, you know, these teams are too good. There's too much information out there. Going into the season, all the predictors were talking about the Dodgers being possibly one of the greatest teams of all time. And they were a freight train that nothing could stop to the World Series. The Brewers own the Dodgers this year. The Brewers own them. Beat them bad. Got their number. Even when LA was coming back at times, you never really felt like they were in the game. And pick a game. Like, every game, they've done this to them. And you can miss me with, I will take Pat Murphy. I'm not going to say anything Pat Murphy says I'm not going to miss. But Pat Murphy touched on this as well, talking about, well, you know, the Dodgers' bats aren't back yet. They will be. And when they are back, I think not only the Brewers, but I think baseball will be ready. I don't hate the Dodgers. I'm not one of those teams. I like Mookie Betts a lot. I've already seen him win a World Series, so I'm good. But what I don't like is when people are getting crowned when they haven't done anything for it. When people get things that they don't earn. Milwaukee has earned everything they've gotten to this point. Not just this season, but in recent seasons. And if I'm a Brewer fan, which they are, you know, probably my third team, to be honest with everybody, out of my fan loyalty. So I'm not going to claim to be a Brewer fan, but I will say that I root for the team. All my kids, a lot of my friends root for the Brewers. I'm not going to root against them unless they're playing my team. And if they're playing my team, it doesn't matter. Everybody owns my team. when it comes to storylines, and as a fan of baseball, what am I looking for? That's what I want to see. I want to see a team like that. I want to see this team in particular make a run in the playoffs. I want to see them get to a World Series. Yeah, I'd love to see them win it. What you do here at the trade deadline matters. And it'll be very, very interesting to see what they do and what they're looking to bring in. Because I'm not hearing anything from anybody about what they need necessarily. It's not to say that they don't have weak links or they couldn't use certain pieces. I don't think there's a perfect team out there. I just got done telling you about the most expensive team of all time and how they just lost 10 straight to a team that everybody says doesn't spend enough. So I'm not predicting or believing anything, but I do think that not only will every one of these teams that is in it that no lower than third in the rating in the standings right now in their division, they're all making moves. They're all going to make moves. What they do is going to be really fascinating to me, and I'm really curious to know what you guys would like to see them do. Call up. Let us know. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. If you could bring in any of these pieces that you were hearing might be available, or you just bring in somebody. Who are you bringing in? Otherwise, congrats to the Brewers. 6-5 victory over the Dodgers for their 10th straight last night. Nice moves by them. Talk a little Packers right now. Jed York, really always admired Ed Policy, 10 years Policy's junior. York wanted to be like Policy when they were kids and back in Ohio. Went to the same high school. But York and Policy were practically family, and now we're hearing a little bit more about York and the Policies in that. And this is all coming up as an article came out today from Rob Dombrowski, who does a great job covering the Packers, has for a very long time, about new CEO Ed Policy and him following in the footsteps of his father, Carmen Policy. It talks about that a bit, and it's interesting. The act of bringing in somebody new into this position with any franchise can be dicey, can be a delicate balance, a house of cards. With this one, I I think in major part it's because of the ownership situation in Green Bay that is the most unique in all of sports. If there's a more unique ownership situation, let me know. 715-424-2600. Nobody has what the Packers have. I think because of that in major part, but also the family lineage. Not only is this a kid who grew up in the industry, but grew up watching the front office. You're hard pressed to find better fits. And maybe the opportunity for the least bumpy of a transition. I mean, certainly the guy knows his stuff, and is I don't know. He's gonna do some things there. I think that what I'm curious to see if he's doing is what happens with some people when they get into this position. They want to put their name on stuff. They want to put their stamp on things. You know, if it's a bad season, does he want to get a whole new coaching staff and change that up? Quarterback situation. If that, not obviously after a year, but after a couple of years here, Jordan Love doesn't prove something, do they move on from him? These are things that are a lot more likely with a new CEO than with somebody who's been there for a long time. In part because they usually want to put their name on things. They want to show, hey, look, I'm sweeping. They want the boss to know, see that, hey, I'm working, among other things. With a guy like this and a pedigree like he has and the confidence that the organization seems to have in him, I don't think that you got to worry about that. I don't think you're going to see a guy with an itchy trigger finger. I think you see a guy who is going to ease into the job a bit, I think. But somebody who, you know, as I said before, is a very smart person, knows this business. He's been around this already. He's going to be able to hit the ground running in many ways. But that doesn't mean necessarily that he's going to, you know, completely overhaul the team to put his own fingerprints on it. I actually think if you're in charge of this organization in particular and you're the CEO, you just, you know, keep going. Yeah, you just keep riding the ship the way it's going and everything. Not to say you don't make moves when you have to, but it's an opportunity that I don't know that when I was a kid that Green Bay was that. When I was little, if people like, you know, policy or even free agency signings, these would have been national headlines, these things. And they were when Reggie White signed in Green Bay. But so much has changed since then. And this is, you know, when people want to throw representation around or they want to throw it away, this is how important representation is to the Green Bay Packers. And bringing in somebody like Reggie White. And not only what that changed for the team and for the city, but for the state. And bringing free agents, in particular African-American free agents, into this state. The representation that Reggie White created with having hairstylists and food and different things that would attract and would bring and make people want to come here and stay here, that's what that brings. That's how important that representation is. Got a couple of Super Bowls since then, haven't you? Got a couple other championships. You had the Milwaukee Bucks with the championship and some other things. Look at the Greek representation ship that has brought. It matters. It matters. You may not like it or not or agree with it, but it sure matters. I bet you like it on Sunday when the games are being played. What he's going to bring to the table here, a younger guy too. I believe he's 54. Somewhere in there. It's going to be a good fit. Should be good. And it's going to be really interesting to see where it goes and what you guys are looking forward to this season. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the Packers. One, they have a new Hall of Fame exhibit I want to touch on. But I also want to know how you're thinking of this team going into next season. What do you see their weaknesses? What do you see their positives? Are there things that you're worried about? And what are you excited about? Because there are a few teams being talked about in the offseason more than Green Bay right now. and the what is on the line and what people are expecting of them. Let's talk. Join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. We'll be back right after this, thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with Wham Incorporated. Wham Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. Wham Inc., for the hero in you.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo, all great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and storms with lows in the low 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, scattered storms around, humid with highs in the mid 80s. Partly sunny, more heat and humidity Wednesday, high near 90, a few storms. Currently at 75 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody, to Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI. Hope you're having a good Monday afternoon out there. Thanks so much for joining me. James behind the mic. Got all of you to hang out with. Call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. You can always text us through that app as well. Coming out of the break, my phone was going crazy. So we got a update from Shefty, a Shefty bomb. Adam Schefter reporting that the Green Bay Packers have signed Zach Tom, Green Bay's right tackle, to a contract extension. Well, looking at the details in a little bit here. But a nice signing. First off, thank you, Mr. Schefter, for breaking some news during our show. I know how much he's a big fan. He's got to be a big Playmakers fan. I'm just assuming he is. Adam Schefter's never heard of us. But nice to have breaking news during the show here. And got to feel pretty good if you're a Green Bay Packer fan, I would imagine. The right tackle has received very high rankings from Pro Football Focus. One of the main pieces of data you can go to for especially offensive linemen. Your team acquires an offensive lineman in free agency or trades for one, or you're wondering how, you know, you're watching the line on Sundays and you're like, this team's amazing, or this offensive line's amazing, or this offensive line's horrible. PFF is usually a really good resource for that. They do a great job and have for a long time. He has an 85.8 overall rating. Grade, I should say. That ranks him the sixth among all offensive tackles in football. The sixth best tackle in football, according to the Pro Football Focus last season. His run blocking grade is even higher at 87%. Placed him third in the league last year in running. And named him a first-team All-Pro. So, yeah, you lock him up. You lock him up. You keep him in a Packer uniform as long as possible. And especially with the amount of money that you've put into the quarterback position, yeah, you gotta. You can have the best quarterback of all time. It don't mean nothing if you got me blocking for him. I could buy you a couple of seconds. I got big shoulders. I could take a a linebacker or a lineman maybe for a couple of seconds, half a second. I got you. That's about it. It's about, you're on your own after that. You know, you need blockers. And Zach Tom's a dang good one. That's a nice piece to lock up. Smart move. Could free up some money for them as well. A lot of the times when you see contract extensions for guys at this point in the season, they're doing this to try to make some room in the cap to bring somebody in. And I would, if I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, I wouldn't believe for a second that this roster is set. There's a lot of time to go between now and the preseason. And even during the preseason, I could see some moves being made. Everything I was telling you about their front office, that's all the more, concerning. And not in a negative way. I mean in a way of like, paying attention to your team. And they didn't get to make a move that they really wanted to make in this offseason. I don't believe that front office wasn't trying to bring in either a big wide receiver or a big, playmaker on defense. And more so on defense. I think they were okay with going into the draft and grabbing the best offensive wide receiver available. I think Golden was somebody that they were eyeing the whole time, and it worked out for them. But I think that the major concern coming out of last year, from what I heard from this chair, from Packer fans, I'm not talking about the national media or even the local media or Wisconsin media or anything. I mean from fans, was where are the killers on defense? Where are the hitters? Where are the guys that are going to punch you in the mouth? Because if you're not paying enough attention, that is a gigantic part of what is winning Super Bowls right now. You got a billion people out there that can tell you that they know how to win a Super Bowl. But if you're watching the games, and I'm talking the last month of the season, if you didn't watch any football all year, you just watched the last month of the season, what did you see? The only teams left were teams that had defenses that were going to punch you in the mouth. That were going to step on you. And if they think you're going to get up even for a half a second, they're going to step on you again. You need a good quarterback. You got to put points on the board. You got to be able to block for that quarterback. You got to be able to run. All of those things are very, very important. But the same adage that has been true since really the beginning of football is still true. Defense wins championships. And not just a defense that does a good job, that goes out there and tries their hardest. Not a defense that, this week we can count on this player, but we don't know about next week. Nah, it's not winning it. You want guys that are going to punch you in the mouth. You want guys that are got experience. You look at what the Commanders are doing right now. That's an old defense. It's gotten older bringing in Von Miller. You also, does anybody question Bobby Wagner or Von Miller punching you in the mouth? Those guys have proven it. Those are leaders. Those are guys that are going to go out there and for the whole game and week to week, give you every single thing they have. Green Bay has a young defense and guys that are still need to be given the opportunity to prove if they can turn into that. Coop is one of those guys. I think Cooper is a guy that everybody's hanging their hat on right now to grow as a player, to have even a better year this year, and to possibly be the leader of that defense. Xavier McKinney is another great piece and a speaking piece on that defense that is leadership, but not the biggest talker, as he's said many times. And there's only so much he can do at the safety position. If your killer on your team is your safety and that's it, you're in trouble. I mean, Bob Sanders was an amazing, amazing safety. I don't know what he would have been without Dwight Freeney at the defensive line position. Ed Reed, arguably the greatest safety of our lifetimes, watching this game. Ed Reed was amazing. Ed Reed was walking into the Hall of Fame the second he retired. I don't know what he would have been without Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis up front, without those killers, without those hitters. I don't believe that Green Bay isn't trying to still get one of those guys. And going into the season, if they stand pat, and this is the defense that you've got all season long, I don't know how that goes. The corner position was benefited by bringing in Hobbs, but there's still some concerns there, and that was with Jair. Without him, now I think that it was a very, very smart move to get rid of Jair Alexander. I think Jair Alexander is the most overrated player I've seen in the last 5-10 years, by far and away. The hype, the money, the things that were put on him, I don't know that I ever saw he was worth any of it. And I know what, plenty of smart people will tell me, and I'll listen to every word they say, and I'll say, I watched a lot of these games, man, and I never saw him lock people down. I watched him a lot. And other than him doing a swashbuckling, sword thing or whatever, I don't remember much about Jair Alexander's time in Green Bay. I remember his contract. That's about it. But he was a body. he was a proven body for, 10 games of the season when he was healthy. You're certainly going to miss him if you don't replace him. And bringing in Hobbs is a nice job, but that was a nice addition when you already had Jair and you had some starting quarter, you had some corners. So I think you still need to address the corner position. I think you definitely, I'm positive that you still need to look for, hey, is there any disgruntled superstars out there? Are there any of these players out there that are not happy with their team? And unlike with the Milwaukee Brewers, where I don't think you need to make a King's Ransom move and go crazy here. And let's put this out there right now. Green Bay, I'll eat a hat if Green Bay ever does one of these King's Ransom moves. For the Minnesota, the Herschel Walker trade. We're talking something like that. I don't think Green Bay will ever do anything like that for any player. And if you're not willing to do something like that, chances are you're not even going to be invited to the table let's throw Trey Hendrickson out there. I know he just signed a new deal with the Cincinnati, all that. That it's Cincinnati. Cincinnati can't get out of their own way. Cincinnati, they run that organization like they are fools. Team president Mike Brown just called it foolishness that the team and Stewart have their first round draft pick haven't been able to sign a contract yet. And it's all their own fault. He won't own that. He won't admit that, but it's their own fault. If I'm ever looking for a player, I'm reaching out to I'm looking at Cincinnati first. Because not only do I think that they're superstars, that their players over there are not happy, but their front office leads me to believe that I don't have to maybe make a King's Ransom move for these guys. I don't know. They don't seem very bright to me. that organization. The players do. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase seem pretty darn bright to me. But I don't know about that team. What do you want to see them do? How are you feeling about this? Whether we're talking Brewers or Packers, I want to hear from you. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. One more note I had on the Green Bay Packers. They have a new, they're offering a new Sterling Sharp exhibit. It'll highlight the career of the Pro Football Hall of Famer elect ahead of his enshrinement in Canton. Journalistic integrity here, everybody. Sterling Sharp is not only my favorite Packer of all time, he's one of the few Packers I liked. Just being honest, being honest. I'm really, really excited about this. I'm very excited about this. I'm very happy for this. There was a point where I didn't think Sterling Sharp was ever going to get the due. I'm not talking about from Packer fans. Packer fans are incredibly intelligent and smart, I think, with football. The majority that I've ever met. And they know the game and know the history of the game. And even people that didn't see Sterling play heard from their parents or brothers or sisters or somebody how good that man was. I don't believe that Brett Favre is what he is without Sterling Sharp. End of sentence. In those early days of Brett Favre trying to figure the game out, he had no problem throwing Sterling Sharp into the wolves' den. And Sterling had no problem sticking his head out and making those catches. That's a guy who not only deserved a ring, but deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And I think it's pretty cool. I wonder what you guys think of this enshrinement. I wonder what you're thinking, period. Let's go to you. Good afternoon. You're in the game.
You know, I can't say this very often, but I kind of agree with you a little bit there, James, about Sterling right? Sharp. I don't say that very often.
One second. Pam, could you write that down? Kevin agreed with me. How you doing, man?
Oh, not too bad. And finally getting a chance to catch the show.
Right on.
You know, a couple of thoughts, you know, that you were, I kind of was here listening to you is, I'm glad that I'm so glad they got rid of Jair from Green Bay. Mm. He was, you know, is a term... cancer in the locker room. I really do, and especially after what 2 years ago, you know, when he, it was probably 2 years ago and when he really started being that problem child and you know in the organization. And then he turned around and look at Sterling Sharp and look what kind of a person he was on and off the field. You know, I mean that's I mean when you're in Green Bay, I'm sorry, you got to be able to be a good person on the field and be, I mean, it's just, that's the MO for Green Bay Packer. I mean, that's just been day one with Lambeau and then, been one of those days today.
I know what you're saying. Especially given the size of the city and how much, you know, when you're a big time athlete in Miami or Los Angeles or something like that, it means something. You should act right and all that, but you're also you're in there with a million other celebrities, a million other big names. Green Bay is Green Bay. If you are the backup guard for the Green Bay Packers, I imagine that a lot of people in the town might know you. It's so much different. To character really does matter in general in sports in going forward at every level. But in certain cities, I agree with you. I think it means much, much more, and that one in particular.
Well, and the thing is, though, that, I mean, the city respects the players.
Mm-hmm.
They respect them, and then they should. And in return, it should be the same way around. You know, I've talked to many people that lived in Green Bay or, you know, are in that area. They see the guys out all the time, you know, with their families, you know, at a park or having dinner. And people leave them alone and let them have their family time. They respect these players. And to me, I think the players should do the same thing and respect the town. And a lot of the players do. I mean, I'm not saying they don't. But there are a lot of players that are doing, and Jair just got to that point where he just, maybe he'll be a better person in Pittsburgh or Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yeah. The 10 games he plays, maybe he will be. I don't know. I saw. It's funny that you brought up Pittsburgh there because I felt like that the odds of Baltimore making the Super Bowl before and after Jair didn't change. Just like with Pittsburgh signing Aaron Rodgers, it didn't change. I'm talking about the actual numbers from like the betting books and all those and everything. I'm not my own opinion, just the way that the masses are seeing these moves. Neither one of them made, you know, they really shifted things at all. And you know, here's hoping. I root for people. I would rather see. I don't need people to have to be knuckleheads. I would rather him turn into a good person or be a good person in Baltimore right. than not. But I have a hard time believing that'll happen. But we'll see. We'll see what happens with the team currently as it sits. How do you feel going into the season so far, or even into the preseason?
I think it's my personal opinion. I mean, it all comes down to his health. You know, if Jordan can stay healthy, you know, and the receiving corps can stay healthy, and some of those key defensive players. I mean, my biggest thing is see where they go with the defense this year. If they're going to change things up a little bit, being now that they don't really have, I mean, he was always kind of a lockdown person back to Jair, but they don't have that person right now. It'll be interesting to see where the changes come. I, you know, tell you the truth, I haven't really followed much. I hate to, because I'm a Packer fan, I say I really follow them, but I've been so more interested in the Brewers.
Yeah.
Especially here, yeah. You know, it's just, we were sitting there listening to the game on the radio last night. We're outside, and it just felt like it was a pennant race.
Yeah.
You know, it was just had that atmosphere. You're listening to it on the radio, and you're kind of early September, late August, when things really start to matter and everything. That's what it felt like yesterday.
And
I'm excited about this Brewer team. If everybody can just stay healthy, trade deadline comes, I'm almost betting if Hoskins can come off this injury, mm-hmm. he will no longer be a Brewer. Even though he signed that contract, I think he's going to be on the chopping block.
Yeah, in major part because of his age and just not producing this year. It's not he's right. been a great locker room guy and a great addition to that team. But I agree with you. I also especially it's building more just in the time that I've been on the air here. The kind of underground word is that they are really looking at this Ryan O'Hara guy in Baltimore, and he plays first and outfield. You know, that would also move Hoskins out of the first base position and everything, too. So there's that.
Yeah, because I don't think you can move on. I don't think you can you gotta keep him in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's becoming that story. That was a great trade. I can tell you that right now, the way it's looking.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about it when it happened. We were talking about it and saying that we felt good about the move and felt like it was a good move. And going again back to the locker room talk. Of, hey, Devin Williams is a nice pitcher. Was rookie of the year, I believe. Had great, but as a locker room guy, I don't know. A guy that I don't. I understand. I'm Italian. I understand what it's like to have a fits of anger and to want to lash out and everything. I don't get to do that as an adult. As an adult, you don't get to do that. Yeah, you're supposed to act right. You're supposed to be better than that. That's part of what getting older is supposed to not only mean, but it's the example you set to everybody around you, not just kids, but everybody around you. That's a person. As an athlete, that you could times that. That's even more. There are even more eyes on you. There are even more people watching. And I'm just talking about the people in your own clubhouse, let alone fans and all that.
Right.
I got no time. There are very few. I cannot think of a talented enough athlete to where I want to keep them if they're acting like that. And so again, you clear that out of the clubhouse, you get that disease out of the clubhouse, and you're seeing how much better a team can be when you do that. I think that you're going to see that with the Packers organization too. Not that they wouldn't be good with Jair, but I think they'll be even better and a stronger right. cohesive unit without it. I am very curious to see what happens with Quay Walker, if they're going to give him an extension, and if we're going to see him week to week, or we're going to see him, Quay Walker, I remember him. When he sacked somebody for the first time all season, three or four months in. I'm curious. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I just mean I'm interested to see how he plays as a player, how he develops, and if they are going to give him an extension there because of it.
I think he's one of the keys, this year in the middle there. I think their linebacker core is probably the strongest suit right now for them.
Mm-hmm.
But get back with the Brewers, though. I mean, the way that the season started and to where they are, I mean, I was really thinking they're not going to break up 500 this year, the way they started out this year.
It's crazy to think of.
You know, and now the pitching staff's coming around, and that And, you know, Woodruff, I mean, he looked, the two starts he's had.
I don't know if there's a better story in baseball right now than Brandon Woodruff. I think it's such a cool story, what's happening for him and his comeback. It's been fun to see. We got to get to break, bud. I really appreciate you calling in, though. Great to hear from you. You have a good night.
Yeah, you too, James. You have a good night.
We will be back to wrap up the show. Playmakers on 105.5 WIRI.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with WAM Incorporated. WAM Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. WAM Inc. for the hero in you.
Think WeatherTech specialists. Next time you hear the weather and visit our friends from TJ's Auto and Collision Center, make sure to protect your vehicle in this Wisconsin weather.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and storms with lows in the low 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, scattered storms around, humid with highs in the mid 80s. Partly sunny, more heat and humidity Wednesday, high near 90, a few storms. It's 74 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI. Find me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. Thank you, Miss Langley. Got a couple minutes left of show. We'll be back on Wednesday to do this all over again on Friday. Appreciate y'all for listening. Big shout out to our callers, texters. Thanks so much for the feedback, everybody. Let's have fun on Wednesday. I believe sports director around here, Michael Comer, will be with us on Wednesday. We'll hang out. We'll talk some Rafters in just a second here, but I did want to wrap up a little bit of that Sterling Sharp exhibit. Drafted 7th overall by the Packers in 1988 NFL Draft, Sharp retired as the organization's all-time leader in receptions with 595, while ranking 2nd in receiving yards and touchdown receptions, 3-time first-team All-Pro, 5-time Pro Bowl selection. Sharp became the first player in NFL history to register 2 100-catch seasons with his 108 in 92. Heck of a career. The exhibit that I'm talking about is located on the first floor of the Packers Hall of Fame, adjacent to the community gallery. Packers Hall of Fame is open 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday. You can check that out and more at the Packers.com website. But again, congratulations to Sterling Sharp. Very well deserved and very cool to see. Talk a little Rafters baseball as the boys of summer coming off a nice win last night. Very nice win by the Rafters last night. And looking to build on that, they're back at it tonight. And not only tonight, do we got some great baseball for you over on 97.5 FM WFHR. 6:20, our pregame will kick off at the Rafters are hosting the Green Bay. I keep wanting to call them Booyah. Can I still call them Booyah? I mean, they're a rival, right? We can. You know, they want to be called the Rockers. I want to call them the Booyah. That team from Green Bay. We're playing them. And tonight is not only going to be a fun night at the ballpark that hopefully they can build on that momentum, but it is baseball bingo tonight at Winterfield. Fill out your card based of all the things that are happening in the game. And of course, more importantly, or just as importantly, I think more importantly, sorry, Military Monday going on tonight. Military members get in free and receive a free hot dog, and all other fans get $1 hot dogs. They got you can bid on things as well, some jerseys and stuff. So rafters, I don't know. I can't speak for all rafter fans, but I know for me, it's game to game the rest of the season. Just trying to enjoy that we have rafter baseball in town. Have some fun. See if we can win some games here. Have some excitement, some fun fireworks at the end. Again, rafters on 97.5 FM WFHR. If you can't make it to Winterfield, they'll be over there kicking off at 6:20. Thanks so much for a great night. You guys have a good night. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. More Playmakers.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge on 105.5 FM WIRI. My name is Laura and I am so happy to be here with you on this Monday evening. Let's kick it off with the Zach Brown Band.
I got my toes in the water, in the sand, not a worry and a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head, I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living.